Glenn Ford is a writer and radio commentator and the executive editor of the Black Agenda Report. Today's commentary is about how the British police aspire to be more like American cops.
In the wake of the rebellions that spread to much of urban Britain, the ruling Conservative Party government is not only sounding like their racist American cousins, they were at least toying with the idea of importing William Bratton, the former police chief of New York, Los Angeles, and Boston, to put the fear of the law into the UK's darker residents. On first examination, it seems counterintuitive that anyone would look to the United States for role models in the criminal justice arena. The U.S. is by far the most violent among the wealthy nations of the world. Gangs are endemic. The U.S. is the drug marketplace of the planet. Guns are everywhere, both legal and illegal. It's a scary place to live. What could the British possibly find to envy about America when it comes to law and order? The United States is the great gulag nation, the planetary prison dungeon, home to 25% of its prison inmates. One out of every 8 imprisoned persons in the world is a black American. Oh, wait a minute. That's got to be the allure to the white racists in Britain. They're jealous of the absolute savagery of the U.S. criminal justice system's treatment of black people. They look with awe on American cops like Bill Bratton, whom they imagine would punish British blacks in London, Birmingham, Liverpool, and Manchester, as he did in America's big cities. Not that the Brits aren't trying to live up to American standards of racist law enforcement. Blacks in the UK are 26 times more likely to be stopped and frisked on the streets than whites, and 7 times more likely to go to prison. But it's all in the scale of things. The Americans stop, arrest, and imprison far larger numbers of people, both by percentage and in raw numbers. Whereas 150,000 people were stopped and frisked on all the streets of England and Wales in 2008, nearly 600,000 were stopped in New York City alone. Britain's total incarcerated population is less than 100,000 people. The U.S. is only 5 times as large as Britain, but imprisons 24 times as many people, 2.4 million. And when it comes to shooting blacks and Latinos down in the street like dogs, nobody beats the American cop in eagerness to fire his weapon or the number of bullets he's willing to pump into a black body. The Brits, having a special relationship with the United States, know all of this, but they want to follow in America's bloody footsteps anyway. Because for white racists in Britain, just like their counterparts in the U.S., it's not about efficient and effective policing or any civilized notion of justice. It's about hate. It's about racial dominance. It's about keeping black people in their place. That's why the British courts are sending 60% of people arrested in the rebellion to jail to await trial, rather than the usual 10%. That's why a single mother who accepted the gift of a pair of shorts that turned out to be looted got 5 months behind bars. And that's why the Prime Minister is spouting racist nonsense about the inferior culture of non-whites, especially blacks, in Britain. It's all so very familiar to us on the western side of the Atlantic, in the nation that was built on genocide, slavery, and racial supremacy. To the black people of Britain, we say, welcome to America. Welcome to the Terror Dome. For Black Agenda Radio, I'm Glenn Ford.
Visit www.blackagendareport.com for more information.